What's the status of the omnibus for the rest of the government? Is there a single bill yet?
That's right. Well, they're trying to wrap the nine remaining bills, everything but the agricultural, commerce, and transport bills, into an omnibus and get it and release it by next Monday is the goal. Under House rules, you have to have something available for inspection for 3 days before a vote. So if they get it out on Monday, that would allow a December 15th vote on the omnibus in the House and presumably a vote a day later or later that evening in the Senate. Today, the House will take up a formality to instruct conferees, House and Senate conferees, to meet on the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs bill. That will become the basis or the vehicle for this omnibus. For weeks, chairmen of the subcommittee panels on both sides have been meeting. And it turns out that really two bills have become the thorniest, the one for the Interior Department and Environmental Protection Agency and the one for the Department of Labor and Health and Human Services. And it looks like if they can't agree on how to deal with those bills, they might just do a CR just for those bills.
So is there any chance that there would be an obstacle that would prevent either of those things from happening, even if they did have to resort to a CR?
Well, it's always possible. I think it's a very volatile situation, especially in the House, where you had 101 mostly Tea Party-backed freshmen vote against the minibus. That basically really changed the dynamic in the House where, Boehner and Cantor have committed themselves to this level of spending, and they're going to have to rely on House Democrats to get it over the hurdle. On the other hand, it is very embarrassing that, 100 members of their 242-member caucus rebelled against them. So there's a lot of jockeying going on, especially over what, these riders in the labor HHS bill. There are things there that prevent funding for abortions, things there that affect the way the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, handles unions. And conservatives are saying, well, if you don't want to have an embarrassing defection, you need to include some of these. And House Democrats come roaring back saying, well, we'll flee the bill, and much more embarrassing than a defection will be a government shutdown that will be blamed on Boehner.
So this is not by any means a done deal, in other words.
It's not. And, at least yesterday I talked to Tom Harkin and Richard Shelby, who were the lead Senate negotiators on the labor HH bill. And they, they're expressing optimism, but at least from what I hear from aides, that could be somewhat pro forma, and they may end up having to do a CR for that bill. But like I said, because they have the option of just sort of flatlining the agency's current policies with a slight reduction according to the debt ceiling deal, I think a government shutdown probably can be avoided. But there are other complicating factors. As you probably know, there is this battle over the payroll tax extension, extending unemployment insurance. And I think as time runs down, there will be temptation to Christmas tree this omnibus with other things like that or a fix to Medicare payments to doctors. And if it becomes loaded down, it could end up sinking the bill. So it's a very fluid situation as we look into the next couple of days.
We're speaking with Eric Wasson, a staff writer for The Hill. So there's some irony in that because the top line number was agreed to a long time ago, the $1.034 trillion minus the $128 billion that they've already passed. It should seem like there's no problem with the top line number, but the issues are swirling around everything but the number.
Right. Well, there's a slight wrinkle to the top line number, and that is that the Jack Lew, the House White House Budget Director, was able to negotiate a provision in the debt ceiling deal. This is the deal that was struck in August to raise the debt ceiling and establish these 10-year caps that would allow a little leeway on disasters. And basically, it's a rolling average of disaster money that's been spent up and above normal appropriations for the last 10 years. And the calculation came down that it's $11.3 billion in extra money. Basically, if you put that in there, spending next year will be above this year, and the Tea Party folks are very upset about this idea because they're running on the idea they've come and successfully cut spending in Washington. So there is an issue with the disaster aid. And, I talked to Mary Landrieu, a senator from Louisiana yesterday, who's leading the charge in the Senate, and she's holding to her line that there needs to be this maximum amount $11.3 billion in disaster aid, up and above that spending cap you mentioned of $1.043 trillion. So that is still an issue there. But the major one that caused, you know, the one that's caused the White House to warn of a possible crisis is the riders. And like I said, those involve especially abortion and union stuff in the labor HHS bill, and also a host, dozens of environmentally related ones in the interior environment bill, including one that would prevent the EPA from, you know, enacting a climate change policy, basically.
I want to get a better understanding of where these alarm bells are coming from. Are we hearing these alarm bells regarding a government shutdown, a possible government shutdown coming from the White House, or are we hearing it from both sides of the aisle so we know exactly how much is this political posturing and how much of this could actually come to fruition?
Well, it's hard to say, and certainly Hal Rogers is the chairman of the Appropriations Committee in the House, and he repeatedly is trying to downplay the possibility of a shutdown. And I think that's in line with the GOP's messaging. They realize that Congress is enjoying about a 9-13% popularity rating, and that the two big, you know, sort of shutdown slash debt ceiling default crises contributed to that. So they are trying to, you know, play down this idea, keep saying they're not going for a shutdown. But the White House, you know, which is involved in these talks, called, you know, a conference call with reporters on Friday, and it was, you know, White House Budget Director Jack Lew using the words crisis repeatedly and emphasizing the president, you know, without using the word veto, would not be in a position to approve a bill with these types of riders in it, especially also because some of the riders threaten his core agenda, which is, you know, the Obama health care reform bill and the Wall Street reform bill. There are things in there that would prevent the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau from, from functioning correctly, and from prevent the rest of the Dodd-Frank financial overhaul from working, or the health care reform from working. So he issued this crisis talk, I think, to sort of put pressure on people, and he said there should be no misunderstanding about where the president stands. So a lot of this has to do with the optics of the negotiation, as they say. But I would say it's probably unlikely there's a shutdown, but you just never know these days.
Okay, well, everybody's on edge, on guard. So
yeah, Congress is less popular than Justin Bieber.
Oh, well, my goodness. Who isn't? But let me ask you, finally, before we let you go, the timeline you've already laid out for us, but what is it? Are there any particular landmarks that feds particularly should be looking for over the next week or two?
Well, like I said, December 12th, if they don't manage to produce a bill then, I mean, or the 13th, we're really looking at, you know, some kind of short-term CR or Congress having to extend its adjournment date. You know, the Congress really wants to get out of town on December 16th, which is the same time that the continuing resolution that funds most of the government runs out. So, yeah, that week they will have those major landmarks for the 12th, the 13th, and the 16th. But Harry Reid was hinting at, you know, keeping Congress in through Christmas. So, you know, we'll see. These things seem to happen every year around the holidays. But, yeah, that this week should be a bit quiet. There will be, you know, failed votes on the Democrats' jobs bill, the payroll tax extension. All that seems to be very political, not really amounting to legislation that can pass. And then next week we'll start to see these final compromise vehicles and a lot of action on the floor, I think.
Eric Wasson, staff writer at The Hill newspaper. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.